This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, the most comprehensive racing report on the radio. From the dirt to the dragway, from karts to NASCAR, if it's racing, it's covered. Here's our host, racetrack announcer and race car driver Kane, with a Full Throttle Racing report.
Hey, good morning, everybody, and happy race day at 10:06. It is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, and always brought to you again by great sponsors like Mobile International Speedway, which, by the way, is going to be having their awards banquet on the 14th of November. We'll talk to Tim Bryan about that shortly. And Five Flag Speedway tonight, it's the night of champions. He's got all the good details there. And also thank you to Sunny South Raceway. Ray Martin standing by there. We're going to talk about their big race, the Dixie Clash. Last two races of the season coming up next weekend. Also, Dewey Miller's Competition Head Service. We appreciate everything there. Also, a big weekend at Atmore Dragway. Gary's going to be talking about it. The return of the Pro Modified U.S. Blown Pro Mods. These are the super fast cars. Of course, they're all fast. But, I mean, these are, you know, the ones with like the $100,000 motors and all that good stuff. You really need to check it out. Gary's going to be on with us there. And Dustin Long is live at the 19th Annual Savannah 300 New Hampshire Speedway, Savannah 300. Now, this is going to be a big race, and what a weekend it's been already for Carl Edwards. He's on fire. He's done a complete sweep of the Sprint Cup poles both times and also leading Saturday racing the practices so far. And then we're going to talk a little bit about, or we're going to try to anyway, about Kevin Harvick. He's not talking to anybody about that video that was shown last weekend of him pushing, I guess, Jimmy Johnson, so we'll talk about that. Now, I know there's going to be a lot of heated racing tonight, and hopefully no pushing except on those bumpers out there at Five Flag Speedway. Tim Bryant joins us. And Tim, man, I'm telling you, I looked at the website. You're already ready for the 40th annual Snowball Derby preview. But before we get there, you have a huge night of racing tonight. Good morning.
Good morning, Kane. And what a beautiful day it is. It's going to be a beautiful night for racing. Mother Nature has certainly blessed us for the last couple of races anyway. She's making up for some of the punishment she invoked on us throughout the season at MIS. But nevertheless, going to be a nice night. A lot of drama going to unfold here tonight as we crown champions in four different divisions. Actually, we'll crown five champions if you take the super late models into consideration. Mm-hmm. We're going to crown the Deep South Cranes Blizzard Series champion and the Southern Super Series champion all inside the Deep South Cranes 150, 150 laps for the super late models tonight. Also, expecting a strong field of what is now known as the Better Built Toolboxes Pro Truck Division. $1,000 to win for the Pro Trucks tonight. A little extra money on the line. So already saw last night two contenders making fast laps over here. And, of course, I'm talking about Stephen Davis and Chopper Stagner. And there'll be a host of others as well.
I tell you what.
Mason included.
Yeah.
Beef O'Brady, Sportsman, Butler, You Pull It, Bomber. Champions will be decided tonight. It's going to be a heck of a night.
Yeah, you're right. And, you know, with the new sponsor, talk a little bit about Better Built and what they do with the Pro Truck Division, because it's really a perfect fit for that division, I think.
Well, it really is. And our good friend Michael Stedham up at A1 Accessories in Cantonment, just north of Pensacola here, was able to help us put that together. His sponsorship for tonight's race as well as the Snowball Derby. And hopefully we'll lead that into next year, because this Pro Truck Division is just looking really, really strong.
Well, if you go to fiveflagspeedway.com, you've got all the event information, and the first story is about Garrett Jones, and let's talk about how he has become just a next-generation driver. I've seen him grow up at the track, and now under Garvey's, guidance, he's really been something to see, and he's got a good chance to have a good run tonight as well.
You know what, Garrett was just, he was fast and a good racer right out of the gate. Mm-hmm. A couple of years of pro late model racing under his belt. Started the season out with his own super late model team under the tutelage of Kelly Byers, former Sprint Cup driver. And, you know, about mid-season, they hooked up with Tracy Goodson and Mike Garvey. And, you know, what a powerful combination that's been. They've had some really strong runs. He led laps at the Alabama 200 a couple of weeks ago at Montgomery. And, I mean, they're here tonight to try to close the deal on getting that first win.
You know, the last time we saw a race at your track, there were tons of caution in the pro late models. We're not expecting that in the super late models. We really didn't expect it last time we had races here, but it proved for exciting racing. And I think, Tim, you know, we have so many new listeners that listen to the show at our new time slot here. The pro late models and the super late models, very close. Can you tell us a little bit about the difference? And if you think about it, and if you go again right now as you're listening to fiveflagspeedway.com, you can look at the cars and they look very similar to what a NASCAR car looks like.
Yeah, they really do. They look just like the Sprint Cup cars. These cars have fiberglass bodies, and they weigh a whole lot less than what a Sprint Cup car does. But the difference between a pro late model and a super late model is simply the horsepower under the hood. The cars are virtually the same, but the super late models have higher horsepower engines. What we're going to see tonight is a 20-plus car field. Last week for the pro late model race, we had a completely full field, actually maxed out at 35 cars when we started that race. And, you know, sometimes as that many cars, we'll breed extra cautious. We're not expecting that tonight, although we know some guys are going for broke tonight, and there'll probably be some bumping and grinding going on. But for the most part, this is going to be competitive racing. And, again, we've got a couple of tight championships on the line. Casey Smith looks poised to capture the Super Series title tonight. He's got a 62-point lead over Donnie Wilson. However, the Blizzard Series standings are extremely tight. We've got four guys that could come away with that. Of course, Casey Roderick with a slim lead over Casey Smith, Donnie Wilson, and Bubba Pollard. So, you know, that's going to be some drama unfolding there as well.
Well, and you talk about that class, but again, let's talk about some of the local divisions really quick. Sportsman class, you know, Shane Ard started the season. He's a great driver. He looks like he's a dirt track driver out there, very similar to Steve Buttrick. He ran the first race, and he says, Kane, I don't know if we're going to be able to do the whole race or not. He got great sponsors like the Doc and a few other folks that have helped him come all the way through, and now he looks to complete a two-in-a-row season to be a champion. But Brandon Fowler and Jim Polkrant are there, and they want a piece of it, too. And it's going to be close because it's less than 100 points in the top three.
Yeah, I think that's going to be interesting tonight. And as you mentioned, Shane Ard had a very good season. I said that he's had a couple of wins and a couple of nights that didn't go so well, but overall he's been rather consistent. Of course, Steve Buttrick was practicing last night, and you know what? That might not be good news for the competition.
I was just thinking that.
His bar, if it gets any faster, I don't know how they can beat him, but he certainly has raised the bar for all the guys in that division.
And I think that might be the first time he's practiced in, what, 5-6 years?
He normally gets his practice
That's
when
it.
They drop the green flag.
That's it. Also, I want to go through all the divisions to give these guys props real quick. The Pro Trucks, here you've got a division that started, what, maybe 3 years ago or so. It has grown, and there's so many drivers that are looking to move up. You talk about Matt Jackson with Kane Motorsports, which, by the way, I want to wish him a very great day today. He's getting married to a beautiful bride, Charity, this evening, so that's where I'll be instead at the track. But, all these guys are starting to move into the trucks, and you've got a guy from Cumming, Georgia, leading the points at our little track here in Pensacola.
Yeah, it's Brian Weimer, and he and his daughter Jamie both compete in the Pro Truck division, and they drive 6 hours to come down here and race at Pensacola, and made most of the races at Mobile. So, maybe a deserving champion it'll be if Brian can go ahead and close that tonight. And by the way, I want to congratulate Matt Jackson. Mm-hmm. I think that's just awesome. I wish we hadn't scheduled a race on the West Coast.
Well, that's okay. I wish I could clone myself because I'd be at both for sure. And now let's talk about the Bombers. You did talk about that class again. It's been obviously that's for the fans who are just listening. That's where you start off in the classes on the asphalt. And Gino Denmark has had an up and down year, but now still leading. But how about the bearded one, the Doug Dynasty guy, John Kevin Merritt? Best season of the year so far. I mean, of his driving. You know, I mean, this is to be the highest he's been. He's only 80 points out of that championship.
You know, John Kevin Merritt just keeps on digging, and what a great guy he is. I dove into a Waffle House recently right here on Pine Forest Road down by the interstate, and I've been in there twice. He's been in there both times, and he is the local celebrity in the Waffle House down there, and everybody's talking to Kevin, as we call him, about his racing adventures. And you know, he just has been a steady competitor, and you know, he's knocked on a door of victory lane. He has not won a feature yet, but be sure great to see him win one for the end of the season.
Now, also, just not only do we have all this planned for tonight, but Five Flag Speedway has several events leading up to the Snowball Derby, which, of course, is the biggest race of the 40th annual Snowball Derby. It's going to be a big one. But drifting, the final drift of 2015, who knew that you guys did drifting at the track, and how cool is it? Because people can get right up to the track when these guys are actually doing it.
Yeah, we'll be doing our final drift event next Saturday. The gates will open at 3 o'clock, and we'll be sliding from 4 o'clock up until 9 o'clock. It's just a lot of fun. It's kind of a different group of people, but we're able to utilize some of the paved roads down in the infield, and these guys just slide their tails off. I mean, they'll burn the tires right off the rims. It's a lot of fun to watch. Of course, after that, we're going to be looking ahead. Of course, the Snowball Derby the first week of December, but prior to that, on November the 21st, we'll be doing the Snowball Derby preview. this year presented by IP Casino and Resort. We got some special things planned that day. And I'll let you in on a little secret, Kane.
Yeah.
We're going to announce at the driver's meeting today that 51TV will be broadcasting over the Internet the Snowball Derby preview. And you want to say, well, how exciting is practice? Well, what's really going to be cool, it's all for the drivers. They're going to be doing interviews all over the pit area, showing a little on-track practice, of course, but it's really about getting down to the drivers and getting them some exposure, and that's from the Bomber Division right on up.
And what's great about that is when you're a driver on the local divisions like myself and a lot of other folks in the area, you can go and sell that as sponsorship. Hey, you're going to be on national TV, and that's so awesome, so thank you to Speed 51 and you. Let's talk about the gates opening today and all the excitement, because it's going to be one of the best races of the year.
Gates will open at 4 o'clock this afternoon. We'll, of course, we're an hour ahead. A 7 o'clock start time on a Saturday is the norm. But we'll open the gates at 4. We'll start qualifying around 4:45. All the divisions will be qualifying. Something else that's going to be cool, just prior to 7 o'clock, we're going to put all the cars on the front stretch and have an autograph session. Let the fans go down on the racetrack and meet the drivers. So our first race of the night will be the Butler U Pullet Bomber Season Championship race. That'll go off first. We'll follow that with the Betterbilt Toolboxes Pro Truck Division, and then, of course, be the Deep South Cranes 150, and we'll follow it up with the Beef O'Brady Sportsman Championship race as well. So would love to have all the fans come a little early and get down on that autograph session and meet the drivers.
Well, it's going to be a great night, Tim. I know you got a lot to do, so we appreciate you coming on and being part of the show, and we'll hear all about it next Saturday.
I can't wait to give you a recap, and appreciate again all you do for the local motorsports scene on Full Throttle Racing.
Oh, glad to do it. Thank you, Tim. Again, there's Tim Bryant from Five Flag Speedway and the promoter of Mobile International Speedway. A busy, busy show still to come, talking NASCAR, also going to the dragway in Atmore, and Ray Martin standing by for the huge race, the Dixie Clash at Sunny South Raceway. We'll learn about it next on the show. Hang on. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. We podcast the show on the team's website. It's usfdracing.org, United States Fire Department Racing. They're based out of Kannapolis, North Carolina. We raise money and awareness for volunteer fire departments from all over the country. So if you're a fireman, you want to help out, or you want us to help out, it's not hard to find us. You just look up Derek Long, L-O-N-G, on Facebook, and we will be there, or USFD Racing. So much still to continue, I'm telling you. We're going straight and fast today. Gary at Atmore Dragway. He's standing by here shortly. The return of the Pro Modified U.S. Blown Pro Mods. And you know what those cars are? They are so fast, so loud. You can feel them in the rib cage when they pass. It's pretty cool stuff. And then Dustin Long is live at the 19th annual Savannah 300 New Hampshire race. So it's going to be at New Hampshire Motor Speedway at Loudoun. And again, Carl Edwards has just been owning the track again. He swept the qualifying so far, both poles this year, and leading practice so far this morning. And again, we're going to talk a little bit about Kevin Harvick and the push of JJ, as we call him, Jimmy Johnson. So we'll see what's going on there. But, you know, there's one track, I won the championship there myself, and it has a special place in my heart. We talked to Ray here now. Good morning from Sunny South Raceway. This is the track that trains tomorrow's racers today. And, Ray, you got a coveted off weekend, but you guys are still getting ready for really one of the biggest races you guys have of the year.
Yes, sir. We're getting ready for next Saturday and Sunday's back-to-back days.
And, of course, it's the Dixie Clash.
It's the Dixie Clash, yes, yes. It's the last points race of the season for INEC, so we should be having a lot of out-of-towners coming in getting that double dip on the points.
Yeah, and the thing is with these kind of cars and at Sunny South Raceway, these are brand new. We have a lot of brand new listeners, so I want to explain a little something. We have cars called Legend Cars, and explain what a Legend Car is.
It's a scaled-down version of a 1950 model sedan and coupe. Runs on a 1200cc motorcycle engine, short wheelbase, ton of horsepower.
Yeah, a lot of it.
And also the Bandolero class, which is a modified go-kart. It has a front end like a race car and a back end like a go-kart, fully roll cage car.
And, of course, and what you can do, what's neat about these is you can race these tracks here locally or these cars at Sunny South Raceway, but you're actually getting national sponsored points.
Correct. You're running against everybody in the nation and the points as far as away from Australia, England, everywhere.
And what's neat, again, with what you guys do at Sunny South Raceway, you really have some classes for the kids. And I've seen a lot of parents who are racers bringing their kids out and getting them started at your track with classes like the Mighty Mites, which is an amazing class. And these look like miniature, I mean, they're go-karts, but they've got a full entire cage on them. And the drivers look like NASCAR drivers because they have a complete fire suit. They have the exact same safety equipment that NASCAR drivers use, right?
Yes, they have the harness device, everything. I mean, they're totally safe in this car class here. We got them as low as young as 4-year-old all the way up to 7-year-olds. It's the very beginning of the beginning class here.
And what's neat, talk about some of the drivers that have come from Sunny South Raceway that have made it all the way up to the top. You look at, Thomas Prater running in the ARCA division. Also, you know, Grant Enfinger has had some great years as well. So you've got drivers that are starting locally, and, of course, Cale Gale, who started there and have made it all the way up to, you know, the Sprint Cup area.
Correct. Yes, Cale's one of our beginners out there. Grant, Thomas Prater, Derek, you.
Yeah, I've been there too.
one of the greatest ones, you.
Well, I appreciate that. Hey, let's talk about last race. First of all, you guys, Sunny South Raceway, have teamed up something that's very dear to my heart, which is childhood cancer. Kane Motorsports, we run gold. We have handprints of kids from all over the country that we raise money of, a local money charity as well. And you guys have teamed up with us with Lottie Nixon, our new team driver, and he has one of those Pro Challenge trucks. First of all, explain what the Pro Challenge truck is, and he's got two seats in that thing.
Yes. What Pro Challenge is a scaled down NASCAR chassis with runs a motorcycle engine in it. They look just like a NASCAR, just a little scaled down, a lot of horsepower, and flies. I actually got to ride with Lonnie in that thing, and let me tell you, that's probably the fastest I ever want to go in my life.
Wow! And that's they run on hyped up motorcycle engines, but they're so light, and they have the exact same suspension, and everything like that. It's just kind of shrunk down, so very similar to what you've done with the Legend class.
Correct.
Well, and so you guys are teaming up, and we're putting people in there. Explain how it works.
Well, what we did is they pay $10 and want to go out there and give them a couple laps. And he didn't put around with him. He went almost wide open with you in there, enough to make you wish you didn't get in there.
And
it was a blast, though. Lonnie did real good.
And I talked to Lonnie, and he said 90% of the people that get in that race car are girls, or women.
Yes,
they want to experience it.
I think there's only three guys, and I was one of the three guys. I think of them were susceptible to doing that.
And you screamed more than the girls would, right?
Right. It's all right to hear a girl scream.
Yeah, well, it's so awesome that you guys are teaming up. And you guys are also doing something special this next two races. The track is going pink in honor of breast cancer awareness.
Yes, sir. We're going to go pink there for breast cancer awareness and everything. And we do what we can to raise that awareness there.
Well, we appreciate everything that you guys are doing. Let's go through the top three of all the classes that ran last weekend as they prepare for next weekend's race.
All right, we'll start off with our mini stock class. Jared Duff came back out and won that one, followed by Robert Loper and Sean Mosley. And Pro Challenge, first time ever in a Pro Challenge, Conley Dubuisson won that, followed by Connor Preston and David Nolan.
Now, who did Conley have his own truck, or did he drive somebody's?
He drove Bill Elmore's number 3 black car.
That's a good truck. Okay.
All right, and then our senior champ, J.T. Pryor, won it, followed by Billy Nolan, which is Dave Nolan's father, and Chase Deacle coming third. And our outlaw bandolero class, Britton Diaz won, and Josie McCardle, and Colin Sablich.
Awesome.
And the bandit class, Caleb Boykin won it, followed by Caleb Sanford and Cody Wood.
Wow.
Junior champ won, Grant Thompson won, Landon Adams coming second, and Aaron Thomas coming third.
Well, that's awesome. So we've got all these guys, and I mean, you guys got about, what, 7 divisions out of running in this next weekend. Last two races, and again, National INEX points, which is going to be excited. Saturday, Sunday, Let's talk about the money. How much do you, because I'm looking at, on, if you guys are listening now, go online to sunnysouthraceway.org. You can see this awesome track. It used to be a dirt track that put over $1 million into it to make it look like Bristol, and it runs that way. But you've got Legends, 500 to win, Pro Challenge, 500 to win. Then you talk about the mini stocks, which some people call stingers, $300 to win. Even the senior champs, which are the go-karts that adults are out there, no cage, an inch off the ground, going about 80 miles an hour and drifting. You got a neck, or not drifting. No, you don't want to drift. It's drafting. You've got 100 to win for them.
Right, and all our junior class of the Vandaliers and all them, we're giving them gift cards because, you know, we can't give out money due to rules on that, and the money might go and get some. And we're even going to have some drawings for sets of tires and, you know, other stuff like that all through the day.
Oh, that is awesome. Well, how do we find the track?
All right, we're on Highway 90. If you're coming from Theodore, you pass the big racetrack, Mobile International, on the left. We're about 7 miles down on the right-hand side right before you get to the Senior Center in Grand Bay.
Oh, that is perfect. Well, again, it's sunnysouthraceway.org. Ray, you always do such a great job at the track, running it. And again, it looks like, and from what I'm hearing from the fans, that the classes are growing. Saturday, I'll be at the drifting event announcing at Five Flag Speedway, but I'm very excited. Michelle and I are going to come out Sunday, and hopefully Lonnie will have his truck. Maybe I'll do a couple of those ride-alongs. I have to go in there and see what it's like.
It's an awesome time. We appreciate it if you come out there. Everybody come on out. It'll be next Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, and I might have to get in that announcing booth, too. Hey, we appreciate you, and again, we will see you soon. Sunny South Raceway, and again, great job today, Ray. We appreciate you guys.
Thank you.
Absolutely. More, including, gosh, this is going to be such a good show here still to come, the Atmore Dragway. If you're not familiar with that track, they've got a lot of stuff going on out there. This weekend, it's the return of the Pro Modified USs. Now, that's the blown Pro Mods. These guys are the fast ones. I mean, they're coming in with, like, NASCAR trailers for these things. So stand by. You'll be able to see that. Also, you're going to have some pretty cool stuff with Dustin Long standing by. Kevin Harvick, and again, he's not really talking too much about the contact with Jimmy Johnson. And we're talking about off the track. We'll learn more about that. Too. So much to continue. Thanks for checking out the show. It's brought to you by Mobile International Speedway, Five Flag Speedway, and Sunny South Raceway, and Dewey Miller's Competition Head Service. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Thank you again to Mobile International Speedway, Five Flag Speedway, Sunny South Raceway, and Dewey Miller's Competition Head Service here at Government and Butler Streets. I'm telling you, if you need some horsepower, whether it's a go-kart all the way up to those dragsters and the late models, they've got you covered there. 666-7187 for Dewey there. Still to come, Dustin Long live at New Hampshire Motor Speedway, a big race going on there. And again, Carl Edwards has just been on his game so far this weekend and got the pole fastest pretty much every practice, so we'll learn a little bit about what's going on as we're getting into the chase race, and it'll be some good stuff there. But before we do that, I haven't had Gary on for a long time at Atmore Dragway. We talked this week, and he said, Kane, we've got the big ones coming, and so I said, we got to talk about it. Gary, good morning. How are you, my friend?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
Man, doing great. And, my buddy Matt, who's on the race team, is getting married today. And if that wasn't the case, I'm telling you, I would probably be there for the ProModified.us Blown Pro Mods. This is a big race. And, again, this is the first time we've had you on the new time slot. So, first of all, Atmore Dragway has come a long way in a few years since you've taken over and been able to be a big part of the success. Can you tell us a little bit about the background of Atmore Dragway, where it's at, and why the fans need to come out tonight?
It's the exit 57 on I-65 northbound, mm-hmm. Or southbound. It's still the same exit 57. Right there where the casino is. And the Forge Creek Band of Creek Indians approached us a couple of years ago, about 3-4 years ago, if I would tell them what they needed to do with this facility that they had purchased about 5 years prior to that. Mm-hmm. And what it would take and how much it would cost and would I lease it if they did it, if we got together. And mm-hmm. we did. And they gave us over $1 million and we refurbished the whole facility. It has gotten to be known as the smoothest track in the... You there, Kane?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, I got you.
Okay. Well, it's the smoothest track. We spend an extra $50,000 to get it in the ground and polished. So it is, for these type cars here, that is just incredible.
And you've got
cars run over 200 miles an hour. Anywhere our record here is 3.70, and David Warnke holds that. He is in the hospital right now in an induced coma. He rolled a brand new car at Ohio Valley last weekend. Broke two legs, arm, collarbone, punctured lung. He's in real bad shape. So
wow. Well, we'll pray for him for sure.
Yeah, Brandon Snyder, a local around here, he's holds a mile per hour, 205 miles an hour. So these are our boys, and we've got probably the biggest field of pro-modified cars that's been in the Southeast. They've got about 16 to 18 of these cars going to be here today.
And I was saying earlier, I mean, these are the ones that you're going to see on TV, essentially. I mean, these are, I mean, give me a guesstimate. How much one of these motors going to go for?
A quarter of a million or more.
Gosh, $250,000.
You put one of these in your bomber.
Yeah, right. I don't know if Ricky Brooks is going to let me get through tech, but I bet you what, I'll win that race.
Yeah, take a bribe, but
that's funny. Oh, shoot. Gary at Atmore Dragway, you know, you also do things before we continue to talk about there. You know, you're still involved with Mobile Dragway, and Friday nights I've driven by the track, and I've seen a lot of grudge matching out there. You've got the motorcycles, and you've got a great group of folks that come out there, and it looks like that's really been very successful, too. Tell us about the Friday activities.
Well, we didn't get out there at 1 o'clock last night. Wow. We were packed. I mean, it was a huge crowd. We had a big street race, and it was just packed to a wall, and it is that way most every Friday night. And we've got a new time change as well as some other stuff we're doing there. Some primarily going toward the street scene and the no prep type resty places. We're doing that. And we open at 6, start at 7. We run until 11 every Friday night.
Oh, that's perfect.
It's just $10 to get in, 15 if you want to run your car all night long. 12 and under, always free.
That's better than getting a ticket.
Yep.
You know? Yep. Well, you know, you guys have also, like I said, the facility there at Atmore Dragway is great. You can have these big cars coming, but tell us about some of the other divisions or what we'll see there tonight, because when you get off the track, it's past the casino. I remember the first time I pulled up there with the family when we came and saw it, I think last year. My schedule's been crazy. But, man, I'm telling you, it is a wonderful facility. The pits are clean, and just like every other racetrack, it looks like families are there together, and you know, you got your certain folks that get together and are having a good time cooking out and stuff. I mean, that's what really racing's all about. And it looks like whether you're running go-karts all the way up to the million-dollar machines that you're going to see there, it just seems to be a common theme.
Well, we've got implanted that theory or that mindset at Mobile for all these years, and we have the same thing here. We have a test and tune and grudge race on Sunday. This place is packed again, and we do not even have an officer deputy on the facility. We just don't have any problems.
That's awesome.
Biggest problem we got is these kids on these four-wheelers.
You know? Yeah, you're going to have those.
But we got today we've got our Super Pro West, the electronic class, what we call No Box, as well. We're running the electronic class, we're running the No Box class, and we run the juniors today. We'll have a big field of juniors. The NHRA has allowed these juniors at 5 years of age to go down the track, not in competition, but just to get the feel of it. Wow. They have lowered the age to 6 in competition. So we've got some 6 and 7 years old out here. That's here every Saturday we open this gate, and they do super. By the time they get 10, 11 years of age, they're as good as an adult.
Wow, that is incredible. So you're starting them that young. And talk about what did the junior dragsters I've seen, they look like the long rail of cars without the wing. Tell us about the motors and the setup and what these folks are doing to it, because it just intrigues me, because here you are, if you're a drag fan, you can get your kids into it that young, and boy, you never know what's going to happen after that.
Right. Well, 790 is as quick as we'll let them run, 7.9 seconds, and 85 miles an hour. We've got, if we don't watch it, we've got several of these juniors with the, 14, 14-year-old kids. They'll run 90 miles an hour in 660 feet.
Wow.
And so we have to, but 85 is as quick as, fast as we'll let them go. And 7.90 seconds, and each class has a little different brake as they get over, we let them run faster.
That is awesome. So, and again, it's not hard to find. You go to atmoredragway.com. Tell us again what the time starts and what time folks really, really want to get there today.
Well, we are open now. We opened at 8 o'clock this morning instead of 12. We had a whole bunch of long-haul guys come here last night. And we start qualifying at 5:30 this afternoon, and eliminations will probably be around 8 o'clock.
So you got off at 1, you opened up at 8, did you just sleep in the truck?
Yeah, I know.
Gosh, well, it's exciting.
So we but Donna and I got 3 solid hours of sleep, so that's good.
Hey, that you got caffeine, you sell Cokes and Pepsis right there, so you're set. Hey, Gary, it's always great to hear from you guys. I'm glad you guys got such a great event and an awesome track. We'll have you more on, because you guys are actually running for a while. You really run almost year-round, but as far as the schedule goes, you go through November about, right?
That's correct. We'll run Tested Jeep on Sundays almost through the winter. But if you've never seen these 4 mile cars, yeah. if your audience has never seen it or heard, there's probably a better word, the 4 miles, they need to come see these cars. These are just fantastic. They really put on a show. And we've got probably about 7 or 8 states represented right now.
That's
and more to come.
Last time I was there, I saw those guys run, and I sat at the, I was right at the start and finish line. Even when they whoom, whiz by, you can feel it in your rib cage.
Yeah, I know.
That's why you're there. Well, God bless you and that.
It's just $20, 12 and under are free.
That's awesome. Again, go online to atmoredragway.com to find out more. Gary, we appreciate you being on the show, and have fun and get some sleep tomorrow.
Thank you. Come see us, gang.
Yeah, we'll do it. All right, again, Gary from Atmore Dragway. Again, that's some good stuff right there. Still to come, NASCAR. We've got the final 15 minutes of the show. Dustin Long, my brother, who travels with NBC Sports. He's in charge of their brand-new NASCAR website. And we're going to talk a little bit about him, Carl Edwards, and the 19th annual Sylvania 300 New Hampshire Motor Speedway. It's going on this weekend. Hang on. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks again to Mobile International Speedway. They're going to have their championship award banquet on Saturday, November 14th, so all the local drivers get ready, and fans can go to that too. Just check out mobilespeedway.net. Thanks again to Tim Bryant, also a Five Flag Speedway, and we've got Dewey Miller's Competition Head Service and Sunny South Raceway, a big part of it. Tim Bryant's got a big show at Five Flag Speedway again this weekend with the Southern Super Series crowning, what, 5 champions, I think he said? Ray Martin, Sunny South Raceway again next weekend. The Dixie Clash, we appreciate what they're doing with Kane Motorsports and Lonnie Dick. Our new team driver, he's also got that 2-seater, and we're taking fans around for $10, and we're getting that money to local families fighting childhood cancer. And again, what a big show with the Pro Mods back at Atmore Dragway. Gary, we appreciate you coming on board and telling us all about it. So now we travel to New Hampshire, and one of the busiest guys out there travels with NBC Sports, NASCAR, and my brother, Dustin Long, keeps up the track all the time, and actually just slipping outside from the press conference that he was just in. And talk about good morning, first of all. Carl Edwards is the man of the hour, it seems, right now.
Well, I'll tell you what, I would disagree. I think if you're going to say the man of the hour is, I'd call it Kevin Harvick right now because of everything that he's got going into this weekend after last weekend's 42nd place finish. Yeah. But he's been fast. While Carl Edwards had the fastest overall lap in the first practice session this morning, Harvick was the fastest over a 10 lap, had the fastest 10 lap average. And here in the second practice session, although we're early, Harvick has the fastest lap so far, followed by Brad Keselowski, Casey Kane, Jimmy Johnson, and Austin Dillon. So, you know, Harvick is in, likely a must-win situation either this weekend or next weekend to advance the chase. There's a way that some other things happen that if he finished second or third, and remember he's finished third in this that New Hampshire here the last two races, that, if he got seconds and thirds this week and next week, that he might be able to point his way in, and depending on what else happens to some of the other competitors. But obviously a win takes away all the stress from everything that went on last weekend and puts him back into chase contention. And just think about this, here's a guy right now who, obviously he's been strong the last couple races in New Hampshire, finished second at Dover earlier this year. But, if he doesn't advance, that's a fast car not advancing.
Yeah.
Not only is that your reigning champion, but the guy that's won twice and had 10 runner-up finishes. So if he doesn't make it, that would be change things dramatically here in this chase.
From what I understand and seeing online, Harvick and Johnson have not talked about it, and he's moving forward. Is that pretty much the mindset with Harvick?
I mean, Harvick's focused on what he's got to do. He says he's not looking back. Talked to the media briefly after qualifying second yesterday for Sunday's race. Jimmy Johnson talked after qualifying as well, just said, look, the reason I went over to the motorhome is because, I've had guys do it to me when in similar situations. And while I've been very upset, maybe didn't want to see him, in the end, I appreciated that they went up and tried to reach out and try to take care of matters quickly. So he said he didn't know what to expect when he was going over to Harvick's motorhome. Figured Harvick would be upset, but Johnson said, "Look, I didn't go over there to fight. I just went over there because guys have done it to me. They've come up to my bus or come up to me after the race when there's been an issue, and I appreciated it, and I was just trying to extend the same courtesy to him."
It looked like a racing thing. I don't know, but we can move on from that. How about Martin Truex Jr.? You know, he has an up and down year. His girlfriend, fiance, been fighting cancer and doing much better with it. But also now, good news for him and his team as he re-signs with Furniture Row Racing. But also the team going to make a change going to Toyota.
Well, Toyota has an announcement tomorrow. But you said the King. It won't involve the King. So
no.
Things are looking good for Truex with his future at Furniture Row as they try to build that organization from beyond a one-car team to, at some point, a multi-car team. And they've talked about wanting to expand it and certainly becoming a stronger organization. They're in the chase for the second time in the last 3 years. Truex is up with 17 top 10s, I think, this season, which is the most that a Furniture Row team has had. He's won a race for Furniture Row this season. So, in that sense, it's been a really successful season. We'll see what happens. They've got some challenges coming into this weekend. You know, he's close to that 12th place cutoff. And also, he's going to have two new tire changers on his pit crew this weekend. One was injured in practice on Wednesday, injured his ankle, and the other was been replaced. So that would be something to kind of keep an eye on with Martin Truex Jr.'s team on Sunday's races. That's how they do on pit road with two new tire changers.
Jeff Gordon set to become NASCAR's all-time consecutive starts leader this weekend.
Yeah, and he will. He's tied with Ricky Redd, and he'll break that break Redd's mark when the green flag drops on Sunday. And he certainly credits the safety initiatives from the safer barrier to the seating Hans device and things like that. And so, look, he remembers when Rudd was setting that mark and thinking, man, there's no way I'll ever get to that point. And look where he is now. And he says, but when asked if somebody will break his record, he says, hey, it could happen because, with as safer as these cars are, it's easier to run more races. On the other hand, maybe it won't happen because, now you have guys in times where they've had to miss races or been hurt or what have you, they're not penalized for missing that race as long as they get that exemption from NASCAR. Kurt Busch missed the first three races this season. Kyle Busch missed the first 11 races. Remember, Kyle Larson missed a race after he had a fainting spell at Martinsville. So we'll see what happens. I think somebody figured it out for asked Joey Logano that for him to reach Jeff Gordon's mark, he'd need to be racing for the next 15 years without missing a race.
Wow.
I'm a little focused on what I got to do now.
That is awesome. But let's talk about Tony Stewart. He hasn't had a year that everyone thought he might. Obviously, with everything that's happened in his past, anything new with the lawsuit and what's happening there?
No, it's just right now they're just going through the process. I mean, the only thing this week was an insurance company basically putting in a claim saying, for a judgment saying that if there are any damages against Stewart, we're not liable for it because it's not a part of our insurance policy that he has with us for various reasons.
Well, let me ask you, where do you go from here? We've only got a few more races, and then obviously we're going to make the cut. How does the schedule wrapping up? And again, we have a lot of new listeners that are checking out the show at 10 o'clock. We're talking with Dustin Long with NBC Sports. Where's the next tracks, and who really needs to worry? Obviously, we've got Harvick, but what's the next scenario for some of the other drivers that are on the cutting point?
Well, key person also is Clint Bowyer, and obviously the penalty this week where he lost 25 points. Drops him to last among the 16 drivers in the chase. The team is appealing. That appeal will take place at 9 a.m. on Wednesday at the NASCAR R&D Center in Concord, North Carolina. If the Michael Waltrip Racing team loses, they're allowed to appeal that to the final appellate officer. That hearing would be held the following day on Thursday, and that would be so that way it could be all finished. Finished up with before teams get to Dover next weekend, because the last thing NASCAR wants is to have this hanging over their heads and not sure, who's in, who's out, what's going to happen with this 25-point penalty. So that Clint Bowyer situation will be resolved on Wednesday. If not then by Thursday on what he's got to do. And, you know, if he doesn't win that appeal, he's in a must-win situation because he's so far back.
Let's talk about Denny Hamlin. Does he have a little bit more oomph coming into this weekend?
Well, it gives them, they can be more aggressive, but he also said after qualifying yesterday they can't be, so out there and taking chances that they hurt, they have a bad finish and kind of ruin some of the momentum that they have. So, they want to be aggressive, but they don't want to be so, crazy stupid, I guess is what you want to call it.
Yeah.
They're in a comfortable position, obviously, with the win last week in Chicago. They advanced to the second round, so they don't have to worry about what happens if he gets caught in a crash, if the engine blows up. No big deal because he's going to be in the next three races, trying to advance further for the championship. So he's in good shape, and see how it goes after Dover.
One more quick question. I know a lot of people are really excited about the Talladega race down here in Alabama. It is it's huge. The state closes down and seems to go to that big party. A lot of the drivers don't like that because it's a crapshoot, as it's one of the final races also as positions change. Is that correct?
Well, I mean, it's going to be an elimination race.
Yeah.
So that's, that'll trim the field from 12 title contenders to 8. So there'll be a lot on the line. And, look at last year where Kyle Busch entered that race second. The points was running at the back just to protect himself and got wrecked from behind.
Yeah.
And, others, and basically missed being in the chase because of that. So, there's that randomness of it, and that'll add to the excitement and anxiety when the series gets to Talladega here in a few weeks.
Well, I tell you what, we're excited. We'll be up there, and I'll have to come say hey to you. Big races again this weekend. What's start time for this weekend's race?
It'll be a 2 o'clock Eastern start. You'll have NASCAR America on NBCSN at 1 o'clock Eastern, followed by Countdown to Green at 1:30 p.m. Eastern. And our race coverage at 2 p.m. Eastern on NBCSN.
That's going to be great. Now, how do we keep track of you at the track? I know you've got to go because you've got a couple things coming up. So, obviously, Twitter?
Yeah, on Twitter, at Dustin Long, and also at our website, NBCSports.com/NASCAR.
Awesome to have you on. I know you've got lots of stories going, so we appreciate you taking a few minutes to be on the show and enlighten everyone down here in Mobile and along the Gulf Coast. So, Dustin, have fun at the track, and who's your pick?
I'll tell you what, it's going to be hard to go against Harvick with what he's shown this weekend and what he's got, what he faces. It's going to be fun to watch him on Sunday, that's for sure.
All right, Dustin Long, we appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too.
See Absolutely. Again, Dustin Long with NBC Sports. Go to the website, NBCSports.com/NASCAR, and you'll be able to find everything you need there. So, again, let's just recap everything that's going on. Tim Bryant has the Knighted Champions tonight at Five Flag Speedway. It's going to be great racing starting at 7 o'clock. They'll have all the cars on the front straightaway, and everybody from the fans will be able to go in there and get their autographs from their favorite drivers. Awesome. Again, season championships in like 5 divisions. So we wish all those drivers good luck. Again, next weekend, Ray Martin with Sunny South Raceway going to be have the Dixie Clash. It's going to be great. And bringing honor to breast cancer awareness. You're going to see a lot of pink at the track. And also we'll have our ride-along truck there again for childhood cancer. So we appreciate team member Lonnie Mixon being a big part of that. And again, Gary out at Atmore Dragway, you heard it. These are the cars that go over 200 miles an hour. It's right there, right by the casino at Wind Creek. And we appreciate those guys. What they've done to that facility has really turned drag racing here in the southeast area just major, because I knew they spent over like $150,000 just on the lighting system. So again, an incredible place. And again, we want to thank Dustin Long for being a part of what we do here with NBC and NASCAR. So lots to cover, and we appreciate everything. And I want to also just wish again my teammate Matt Jackson and his beautiful bride to be Charity a wonderful bride and a wonderful marriage. It's going to happen this afternoon, so I'll be there instead of at Five Flag Speedway, but I wouldn't want to be anywhere else. So we're excited for him and his family. You're going to get together, and that really does it for the show. We appreciate everything you guys do. If you always want to find us on Facebook, not hard to find, Derek, D-E-R-E-K, Long, L-O-N-G, and find us on Twitter at F-T-R, Kane, and we've got you all covered. We appreciate you being a big part of Full Throttle Racing with Kane, and love you, Mom.